Tumbleweed Smith, who has the Sound of Texas feature daily on KSST, visited the station Monday morning where he autographed copies of his new CD. Smith was a guest on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Monday morning, where he did what comes natural. He told a story or two.
Well, I'll tell you about that. I was at a motel in Fredericksburg. Nobody knew I was there, but the license plate on my car at the time was TMBLWD, Tumbleweed Without Vowels.
Okay.
And I just pulled into a motel, went to my room at 9 o'clock. All of a sudden, I heard this knock on the door. I mean, nobody knew I was there, but it was Hondo Crouch. And he said, "I bought a town." And it was Lugenbach, and we went out to his ranch and did that interview.
So he figured that that was newsworthy for you.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Well, you know, it was good publicity for him, you know.
Absolutely.
Because at the time I was on a whole bunch of stations and in San Antonio, and it was good for everybody. It was good for everybody, and I've sure used that interview a lot.
And his popularity has definitely way outlived his life.
Mm-hmm.
Hondo Crouch is just like, we know that name.
Oh, yeah. Super, super folk hero. Absolutely a folk hero, sure.
I love the story about they have the white line down the middle
the post
of the
office.
Yeah, so you can't drink over on that side.
Yeah, because we respect the flag and all that.
Yeah, it was a rough federal place.
Yeah.
And Ace Reed, I just knew him as a cartoonist. I didn't know he verbally was so interesting.
I spent many nights on the Dragon S Ranch, where his ranch, when I was getting started. And he encouraged anybody who was doing something creative for Texas to come and, you know, live with him, hang around with him, go to Frank's bar with him, or whatever, because he encouraged you to do that. And yes, he was a great speaker. I'm sure he was here at the Sulphur Springs Chamber of Commerce banquet before, but he was in 400 papers all over the United States. Yeah,
in calendars.
Yeah,
we still
calendars
get his calendars
still going. His wife Madge is still running his business, and he's still in cartoons all over the country.
So
and
the Dragon
still doing calendars.
S Ranch.
Dragon S.
And that sort of mentally gives you the picture of what his cartoon characters looked like in the animals, the horses. And
yeah, that. Zeke and Jake and all of them,
you
right.
Know, mm-hmm. Not yeah. moving too quickly.
And he said he had a beautiful office. It was over a stream. You know, it's the house, the office straddled the stream that ran under the house, under his office. It was separate from the house. But and I said, "My gosh, Ace, you must really love to come out here and you know, do your cartoon." He said, "No, I usually do them in bed in the afternoons watching Hogan's Heroes."
Well, the honesty and authenticity of these interviews is what is really so captivating.
They're real folks, I'll tell you that. Yes, they are. And thank goodness, it's kind of like a good family reunion, kind of a Texas block party. You know, and all these folks, I mean, the stories are just incredible.
KSST News.